Drive. We just had an angel, Kim, fly into the studio with our first update for the hour.
Wonderful. All right. So we have Barbara from our Lady of Perpetual Help that has increased her membership, her sustaining membership. And this is in honor of our Blessed Virgin Mary. And the things that she likes best about the radio station is the discount to go to confession and was awesome. Father Larry Richard and Father Ricardo.
Okay, so, that's awesome. I must have missed that episode, but okay, that's awesome.
A discount to go to confession. I guess we went from $0 to $0. So
free to double free.
That's awesome. Thank you for increasing your membership.
Yes, and so we are, you know, you can reach us by phone. You can reach us on the internet. So if you're driving, pull over to a safe spot and call in or get online and, you know, make that membership, that sustaining membership donation and get on board with us. You can call us directly at 614-459-4820. We have our great volunteers ready to answer your calls and get you as a sustaining member.
That's right. Let's talk about that. So what's this all about? This is about supporting St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. We are 100% listener supported. So a gift of any amount is appreciated. The programming costs $1 a minute. Sponsor a minute. Sponsor 10 minutes. Sponsor 1,000 minutes, whatever you're comfortable with. But $20 or more per month is a sustaining membership. And those who sign up today to be a sustaining member will receive the book, The Most Holy Rosary, by Father Ricardo. And this is a new sustaining membership or monthly gift?
DVD.
I'm sorry, it's a DVD. It's not a book.
It's like a moving book with pictures and images. It's amazing.
Which is great for those of us that, you know, don't like to read as much, right? So
guilty.
We have a DVD. Also, a leadership gift is $1,000 or more. You will receive the DVD, and then you will also receive this Divino Nino statue, which is a beautiful white statue of Child Jesus Christ. Is beautiful. And then there are the business memberships. This is $60 a month, and you get over 100 mentions a year. So any business owners out there who'd like to support St. Gabriel Radio, you also get 100 mentions a year for your business. It's fantastic, and we appreciate all that you do in supporting this radio station. Father, do you have anything to add to that? Would we like to give an honor of anything this hour?
Well, in terms of an honor of giving something this hour, I think, you know, something very near and dear to my heart is vocations. Vocations for the church, in terms of priesthood, religious life, holy families, because it's the vocations that sustain the church. So as we're talking about sustaining memberships and sustaining goals, I think that fits aptly. At least
fit.
It does in my mind, so no one shatter that illusion.
I think it does fit. And this hour, we're looking for 14 total gifts. We'd like to see 6 sustaining membership gifts and a leadership gift if possible. And we appreciate all that you do to support us here. Remember that. Call 614-459-4820. Go online to stgabrielradio.com if the internet is more convenient for you. And an extra $50 is added this time for all gifts made in honor of your priest. So in addition to vocation, supporting our priest, that kind of goes hand in hand, wouldn't you say?
That's fantastic. We have an interest rate attached to ourselves. This is...
It is. It's fantastic.
Well, this is quite uplifting.
And an extra $500 if we reach our sustaining membership goal for the hour, which is 14. So we only need 14 people who are comfortable giving $20 or more per month. Now, I ask you, go to prayer. If the Holy Spirit moves you, call right now. We've got lots of people sitting in here waiting to answer the phones because we know how important St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is to the listening audience out there. In a world that needs hope, we're bringing hope every day. So call right now. Call 614-459-4820 or go online to stgabrielradio.com. Would you like to add anything this hour?
I would. I'm just as considering giving a gift to St. Gabriel Radio anytime that we enter into generosity to the church and something that really promotes evangelization of the faith. It really is an act of faith in itself, because when you put it out there to support St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, radio is a way that reaches just an unfathomable number of people. And I mean, we'll have stories throughout this hour and all the hours during the Spirit Drive of people who've been impacted in ways that every time I hear a testimony come in, I'm like, wow, I had no idea that there was such expansion to the work done here.
It's amazing.
Yeah, so whenever I find that whenever charity is given for the mission of evangelization in the church, the Lord really multiplies that in a really beautiful and unexpected way.
It's true, and you never know when you're going to turn the radio on and hear the answer to your prayers, or turn the radio on in a moment of need and hear that hope in the airwaves, right? So there's a lot of people out there today who are suffering.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people out there today who don't know where to go, don't know where to turn, and we'd like them to be able to turn on St. Gabriel Radio. And when they see our bumper magnets, the AM 820 bumper magnets, I hear it all the time. Well, I turned it on because I saw that bumper magnet. And then I heard this message, and then I wanted to listen more.
It's gotten to the point, even in RCIA, where someone who is entering to the church made the remark of, where do I get a bumper magnet? Because you need that in order to enter the church,
okay,
don't you?
It's time to take some more bumper magnets around. I will do that job. Okay.
It's the sacrament after baptism. It's where we mark your car with a bumper magnet.
That's great. Every time I'm missing, my husband says, where's your bumper magnet? Because you go through the car wash, and it'll fall off. And yeah, if you look at the... there's this car wash we go to, and they have a file cabinet, metal file cabinet, where the cars come out, and it says AM 820 all the way down it.
Oh, that's how many they have.
Yes, it's fantastic. So while you're sitting and waiting, you're looking at this file cabinet, AM 820, AM 820, turn it on. So
that's the sneakiest advertisement ever.
Isn't it?
Take over the car washes.
God can do anything. Okay, so we are going to lead into a clip here. It's Dr. Scott Hahn, and he's going to be talking about the fatherhood of God from Faith Alive. And this clip is amazing. It's full of a lot of great content. So listen, and we will be back with you in a few minutes here at St. Gabriel Radio Spirit Drive.
As you know, the Old and New Testaments teach us the fatherhood of God. But sometimes we don't recognize just how new the New Testament is. Because when you go back to the Hebrew Bible and listen and learn from the rabbis, as I have done over the years, you discover how it is that God created all things in Genesis 1. But the name for God there is Elohim. It's the generic name for the deity. Elohim, or shorter, El, which is the Hebrew derivative for Al, or Allah. And then in Genesis 2, after God has created all things in 6 days just in time for the Sabbath, which is the sign of the covenant, it doesn't tell us how much clock time it took for God to make the world so much as what was God's own personal plan. What was his purpose? That's the Sabbath, which is the sign of a covenant. Because a covenant is not the same as a contract in ancient Israel, as it often is confused today in modern America. In a contract, this is yours and that is mine. In a covenant, I am yours and you are mine. In a contract, you exchange property. In a covenant, you share life in interpersonal love. So the difference between covenant and contract is the difference between marriage and prostitution. And the Sabbath is the sign of the covenant, because in Hebrew, to swear a covenant literally is shavah. To seven yourself. That's the purpose of God revealing creation in 6 days in time to consecrate the Sabbath, because it's a covenant. It's not just a creator. It's not just a master. It's not just a lawgiver and judge. He's establishing a covenant bond with us as his people. And that's why in Genesis 2, suddenly God's name changes to Yahweh Elohim. Because you can only call upon God as Yahweh, or you'll see it Lord spelled with all four capital letters, if you are in a covenant, if you're the member of the family of this covenant that God makes with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And so it is that he is God, the creator, but he is the Lord God because he's established a covenant with creatures. Now, in Islam, you can establish covenants, but Allah has never entered into a covenant because he would never be bound to his creatures. The creatures are only bound to him. This is something that Islamic scholarship highlights. And in fact, it's true that in ancient Israel, you have a covenant that was initiated by the Creator God, but in no other ancient religion do you ever find a covenant with the supreme deity. So already Judaism has introduced something unique, something radical, something revolutionary in the history of world religions. The Lord God in a covenant with his people. But as much as you find God and Lord, you also find God as Father. Because in the Old Testament, he's also described as Father. But the rabbis are fond of counting up the number of times these important terms for God occur, because the word Elohim occurs approximately 2,600 times in the Hebrew Bible, whereas Yahweh or Lord occurs more than 7,000 times in the Hebrew Bible. But according to the count of the rabbis, Father applied to God occurs a grand total of 17 times. Now, 17 is significant, but it seems very slight in comparison to 2,600 or 7,000. And this is something that we as Christians who read the Old often fail to see or appreciate, because we know that the New is concealed in the Old. We know that the Old is revealed and fulfilled by the New, but we often neglect or take for granted just how the New fulfills the Old in a way that exceeds their highest hopes, that surpasses their wildest dreams, because when you turn the last page of the Old and begin reading the first page of the New, the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus' very first public sermon, we call it the Sermon on the Mount, and guess what he calls God? Father. And guess how many times he calls God Father? 17 times. In his very first sermon, and he's just getting started, because he refers to God as Father more than 170 times in the four Gospels, and he never refers to God by any other title. And in the middle of his very first sermon, he teaches these disciples of his to pray in a way that not even the most devout Jews would pray, because in the middle of the sermon, as the centerpiece of the Sermon on the Mount, he teaches them the Our Father.
Welcome back to the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 Fall Spirit Drive. That's right, we're here asking our listeners to support St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Call right now, call 614-459-4820, or go online to stgabrielradio.com. We were just listening to some of the content from St. Gabriel Radio, and that was Dr. Scott Hahn. And wow, was that deep.
No, just some light reflection for this morning.
Let's get started,
nothing too intense.
Right? Yes. And he's talking about Father God.
Correct. He's talking about these different titles as, I think, one of the ways to really cap off what Dr. Hahn is talking about is the new being hidden in the old. And he's using the titles of God, what he means by the Hebrew Bible, up through the Old Testament, particularly the Torah, of all these different titles of God. You have Elohim, El Shaddai, the Tetragrammaton, which is that four-letter word for God that even Jews don't pronounce out of respect. But then the central theology around this title of Father, because that's a relational term. Because God the Father, you know, doesn't have a body, doesn't have gender. But so the term Father being relational of how he relates to humanity, that's how we come to know him. And how Jesus Christ really takes that, what's really kind of hidden or hinted at in the Old Testament, and then just kind of blows it up, just unleashes it on the world.
Okay, that was powerful. So it's how he relates to us. I just love that vision that gives me. Yeah, because I don't think a lot of people who were raised at one point in the church see it as sort of a, fear-based God. Mm-hmm. And that's not who God really is. And I think a long time ago, there was a lot more of that than today. And we're starting, and it's being revealed more and more in this new evangelization, because I've heard people who were raised Catholic say, well, in my church, you know, I felt like I should be scared of God. We should never be scared of God, right?
Correct. I mean, even the term like fear of the Lord or fear of God.
Explain that.
The mirror time. That's not so much the way that's used in a classical sense doesn't mean, you know, we approach prayer in fear and trembling, but more it's a kind of deep reverence. Or say, for example, if we'd use that same term fear, like fear of one of my friends, it means I respect that person so much, I'm actually afraid of letting them down.
That makes
so it's rather sense. Than just like, okay, you have power over me or you can punish me. No, okay, that may be true in a sense because the scripture also tells us that the Lord chastises, but mm-hmm. so does a parent who loves us. Mm-hmm. But to have such respect for my mother, such respect for my father that I don't want to let them down. And that influences my actions and my character and how I choose to live that out. So fear of the Lord even. But we can also look at scripture from the Old Testament to the New Testament. There's a way of interpreting that as also a progression of the individual soul, that it can be applied individually. So just as God is leading a people through kind of a reward and punishment, as almost you can say infantile, as raising a young child and then bringing him into relation, and then with every heir, bringing them back out of love. It's also then it becomes relational. So I think as we grow in the spiritual life, we come to discover God as Father.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so, experience is so great love.
So what Dr. Hunt's talking about, it also takes place in my own soul. And in the faith that the Lord gives us. Yeah.
So it's incredible. Isn't that amazing? So this is Father Daniel Swartz with his wisdom today, which I'm greatly appreciating because I'm learning so much. And that's what St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is all about. So call right now. Call 614-459-4820. I'm Angela Bonfant. I am your host this hour. And we are here at St. Gabriel Radio asking for your support. We need 14 gifts this hour. That's right, 14 gifts. And we are giving in honor of vocations, and an extra $50 is added for all gifts made in honor of your priest. Now, there are multiple ways to give. You can give $20 or more per month. That's what a sustaining membership is. And you will receive this DVD, The Most Holy Rosary by Father John Ricardo. You can also give more if you'd like to. You can give a leadership gift. If you have the means, $1,000 or more, which you will then receive also that DVD and the El Divino Nino statue, which is a beautiful, beautiful white statue of our child, Jesus Christ. So call right now or go online to stgabrielradio.com and call 614-459-4820. Do we have any updates yet here, Kim?
We don't have any new updates.
So we need you to call like right Woo-hoo! Now. What in the world's going on? Are we awake out there? Let's get moving. Because this is important programming and we are reaching souls all over Central Ohio and beyond. Because guess what? You can listen to St. Gabriel Radio at stgabrielradio.com right on your computer, even sitting at your desk. And we need your support. We need it today. Because it is the lifeblood of the station. The programming costs $1 a minute. $1 a minute to run the radio station. That's not too bad by today's standards. But we need your support, right? And we appreciate your support here. Because the messaging here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio reaches people who need to hear it the most. Right? Where are we? In our cars?
Exactly. And I think St. Gabriel Radio, just by being over the radio, is a wonderful tool of evangelization because people who are interested in Catholicism but might not have the capability or perhaps the drive or a courage to really kind of ask those questions or enter into dialogue, whatever it may be, family situation, upbringing, you know, name your poison. But the radio doesn't really ask that question of you. It's not someone you have to look at across the way, but it's something you can listen to. And so many testimonies about people really coming into a relationship or an understanding of the faith through St. Gabriel Catholic Radio.
Right. It's good for all levels of understanding. Someone new, someone who's been raised in the faith, wants to deepen in their faith, mm-hmm. even someone mature in the faith. Because we have programming on St. Gabriel Radio that answers those questions for all levels of faith.
One size fits all radio station.
That's right. And I love this station. So I want you to call 614-459-4820 or go online to stgabrielradio.com because we want to hear from you. Or stop by today. What the heck? We have a lot of people here. We would love to see you. Stop by and see us. And come on in. We have snacks. We have clergy.
Oh, awesome.
Yes, we have volunteers from parishes all over the diocese, and we want to hear from you. So let's talk a little bit more about this clip, because this is the heart of what St. Gabriel Radio is sharing, right? The love of God.
Correct. And the love of God we see gets personified, literally. It takes on flesh in Jesus Christ. So you have this really interesting dynamic that Dr. Hahn, if he would have gone farther, was hinting at, just as he's hinting at what the name of God means, and that this name of God is almost unapproachable to use as Father. He was talking about these other names like Elohim is used almost exclusively in certain books to a great degree, even in the thousands being mentioned, but Father only 17 times. But then a great irony of what Scripture is that the one who reveals God is sent by God, this delegation, just as Moses, you know, brings down this revelation of God from Mount Sinai, but it is God. So it's God revealing his love through God's self, saying, approach me through my love, and you can call me this.
That's right.
It's just like love and then more love. I'm like, how can you do it? Well, I'm God. That's how we can do it.
Right, because he's God, and it's the love that we as humans can't possibly truly experience, even in our relationships with one another, our children and our spouses and our moms and our dads. And it's a love that goes well beyond the human
experience. It's the progression of names even kind of shows that, like Elohim, a title of nobility, like God ever noble. Okay, so there's this great esteem. And then the Tetragrammaton, the name given to Moses, which, you know, even Jews don't pronounce. The only letters we have are YHWH. And that shows the unapproachability of God. Like, God, okay, you're so powerful. How can we even pronounce your name? But then it moves into the love of God, that you are Father and that your love goes beyond. So it's even these conceptions of God that go beyond understanding, but we can still receive in Jesus Christ. We have a saying, Deus Semper Maior, God ever greater. So when we say, you know, God is love, it's with the understanding God is love, but it goes beyond even our understanding of what love means.
We can't possibly, because we're not God, right?
Exactly.
But by listening to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio and deepening our faith and understanding more about who God is, we can experience his love.
Because even though the love of God is unknowable in its extreme, doesn't mean we can't come to experience it in an extreme way in our human capacity.
That's right.
You know, we say mystery in Catholicism. Oh, it's a mystery. That doesn't mean we can't know it. It means there's so much that we can't know at all. And St. Gabriel Radio does a really good job of what I call kind of a threshold to that, to bring one in and to also nurture wherever people may be at.
That's right. And even when you feel distant, turn on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Go online to stgabrielradio.com to listen. Go online right now to stgabrielradio.com to give. That's right, to give. We're at the Fall Spirit Drive. Or you can pick up your phone and call right now, 614-459-4820. We are looking for 14 sustaining memberships this month. That's 14, $20 or more per month. And you will receive the Most Holy Rosary by Father John Ricardo. It is a DVD, and that's something wonderful you can watch when there's nothing on TV. And you can also give in honor of a priest, and you'll get an additional $50 added to your gift for all gifts made in honor of your priest. How's that? An extra $500 we'll receive if we hit our goal of 14. That's right, 14 this hour. And this is Angela Bonfant. I'm in studio with Father Daniel Swartz and also Kim, our angel. And we are here waiting to hear from you, because we love St. Gabriel Radio and we love you, and we want you to be a part of this fantastic programming. We just listened to a clip from Dr. Scott Hahn, and we're talking about Father God and his great love for us. And there's one other thing that he said that I wanted to ask you about, because...
Yeah, sure.
The new is concealed in the old, and the old is revealed and fulfilled by the new. Can you expand on that a little bit? Because I don't know that a lot of listeners understand how that comes to be.
Exactly. There's what it means by the new being concealed in the old is that what the New Testament reveals, in other words, the coming of Jesus Christ, the incarnation of the Son of God, the Son of Man as human, the coming of the kingdom of God, the word being fulfilled, the prophecies of old, it's that all that's happening in the New Testament is hinted at and prophesied in the Old Testament. But then the other side of that relationship is that the new looks back upon the old and saying, this is coming to fulfillment. This is said it's going to be about, and actually informs it. So say, for example, Jesus says, I am the Lamb of God. Well, that's nice. But we can look into the Old Testament like, oh, the Paschal Lamb, the lamb that was sacrificed at Passover, the innocent blood of the unblemished taken from the goats or the sheep. It has to be the unblemished one without sin, mark, or deformity. And so notice that this from the Old Testament informing the new as it brings it about, but the new is also hidden within that to be revealed.
I think that's beautiful. That's a beautiful explanation. Mm. And I know there are folks out there who are like me who didn't understand that for a very long time. And I loved your explanation of it. Thank you so much.
Of course.
So we just had Chuck come into the office here, into our studio, and he is our testimony this hour. And I love testimony, especially as it relates to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. So it's like witnessing miracles in action. So you are at St. Joan of Arc,
yes.
Correct?
Uh-huh.
Yep. And so tell us about how you came to be here today.
You know, it's interesting because I was thinking about this, and I've been involved in listening to the station way back when we were 1270. I remember distinctly when we would sometimes we would sit in our car in the driveway at night when we wanted to listen to a show because that's where we got the best signal.
I
think that's 12, 13 years ago, but it's just had a real impact, not just on me, but just on dozens and dozens of different people that we know as well. And so it's just a tremendous blessing to the station itself and what it does for our community. And I'm just honored to be here. So
you're married.
Yes.
Two children.
Wonderful kids.
Yeah.
Yes.
21, 23.
Yeah.
You also participate in adoration.
Yes.
I love adoration.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Like sure.
What you do there?
And I think it's been about 15 years ago. My wife started the adoration at St. Joan, and it's just been an enormous blessing. And I go at 4 a.m. on Tuesdays, right? Tuesday morning at 4 a.m. And it's just a time to be able to sit down in quiet, right, in silence, and just talk to God, talk to our Lord. And sometimes those are real engaging discussions. Sometimes it just enhances prayer. And sometimes you just sit and kind of listen for direction. And again, in our parish at St. Joan, a lot of people are actively involved. We continue to grow the ministry. And it's just a real blessing. A lot of graces come from it.
Oh, adoration is an amazing thing. So what else has St. Gabriel offered you in your faith as you've grown?
You know, I think it impacts different people differently. Literally, I know folks that sort of as soon as they tune in, something significant happens in their life fairly quickly, whether their kids start behaving or listening to them or whatever
to
happens.
Hear that, Mother?
Yeah. It happens, and it happens very quickly, and it's almost like a miracle. I think others, it's sort of a gradual growth of faith. I would throw myself in that second category where I listen to it to kind of refill my holy tank, as I call it, right? Just to reinforce and to just keep God at the center of my life, keep him top of mind, right? And front and center in what we do. So the result of that is kind of every area of my faith has grown a little bit in prayer, right? In adoration. The linkage between St. Gabriel and adoration is huge.
It was for me too.
Yeah.
But how is that?
I think it's a miracle. I don't know.
It is a miracle.
but it works. And again, I think the more we think of God, mm-hmm. the more Godlike we act, right? Mm-hmm. And so again, whether it's Father Ricardo or whatever show it is, it's usually just given me little tips on how, and all of us, I think, on how we can be a little more saint-like, right? And a little more connected with our Lord. So
that's fantastic testimony right there, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And that is St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. We are here at the Fall Spirit Drive. I'm Angela Bonfant. We're talking with Chuck about his experience and testimony in listening to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Call right now. Call 614-459-4820. We are accepting all gifts, and you are the lifeblood of this station. I have a question for you, Chuck. What challenge would you have for our listeners?
I have three of them, actually.
Three challenges. Yeah. Here we go. I better write these down.
I like Chuck already.
Yeah. I know. So one, it's kind of along the line of what we've been talking about. And I would just challenge people to listen and to go a little deeper, wherever that is, right? If that's maybe another 10 minutes of prayer in the morning or another 5 minutes. Maybe that's trying to go to daily mass. We'll just start once a week, and then over time you'll go more, right? Maybe it's reading more books about our faith. Just do what you can in small incremental steps to go deeper. Two is, you know, I would ask them to be involved and help support financially the station. You know, frankly, a sustaining member, $20 a month, a lot of people I know, that's not an enormous amount of money or really makes a big difference. But here, it makes an enormous difference. It's life-changing difference, right?
It is.
So whether they haven't been involved and want to start that, or maybe they're doing it now and they want to bump it up a little, that'd be my second challenge. And the third one, there's dozens of graces that have come from this, is just the whole thing. I would just ask everyone to share with others about the station. I can't tell you how many people, it seems like I talk about this all the time, but I talk to them about, hey, you might want to tune in and talk to them. And then invariably, I'll run into them 90 days or 6 months later, and they're saying, I'm so glad you did. And that can sort of expand exponentially when different people do that. And I think that grows our listenership and grows our faith ultimately.
It does. It does. And I would agree with you on that. Do you have anything to add, Father? I see.
Yeah, it's all good.
That's awesome. It's all good.
I'm just running what he said through my mind. I'm like, Chuck, you're on point.
Yeah.
That's great.
On point. So here we go. Thank you so much, Chuck, for your testimony today. We appreciate that so much. It takes great courage to get on here and do that on the radio. We are going to go to a break, but don't hesitate to call. Call 614-459-4820. We are here waiting for your calls.
This is Anna Mitchell, host of the Sunrise Morning Show. One of the most important aspects of my program and all of Catholic radio, for that matter, is that we get all the news of the day from the Catholic perspective. We're pro-life radio. We're pro-family radio. We're pro-marriage radio. We get to hear the Pope in his own words, not what the secular media wants you to think he's saying. And we all know those are two totally different things. Now, thanks to EWTN, our program is provided free of charge, but there are many other expenses that must be paid locally to keep it on the air. When you pledge your support, you make it possible for this station to carry programs like the Sunrise Morning Show every morning. No matter the amount, your gift works to make a difference for you, for others, and for the future of Catholic radio. Please prayerfully consider a gift right now.
Dr. Kathleen Lutter, gynecologist. Women's health care across the ages. Online, Dr. Kathleen Lutter. That's Lutter.
Lindsay Honda proudly sponsors AM820. We know quality, and that's why Lindsay carries the entire lineup of award-winning, top-rated Honda and Acura vehicles, including the 2018 North American Car of the Year, the Ohio-built 2018 Honda Accord. We have a very large selection, and you'll be proud of the way that we do business. We're located just off I-70 and Bryce Road or at lindsayhonda.com. Open 6 days a week, proudly closed Sundays, spending time with our families.
Open the door to luxury at the new square at Latham Park Apartments. Located in Hilliard with two bedrooms, two baths, and 1,200 square foot floor plans with attached garages. Granite countertops, stainless steel appliances, internet, and basic cable are included. Our clubhouse offers a dome-enclosed pool with retractable cover for year-round swimming and a workout facility featuring Cybex workout equipment. Apartments available now. Contact us at 614-971-5500 or square at LathamPark.com.
Is your healthcare premium making you sick? There is a solution. With the Pro-Life Health Plan, you could save up to 60%. With the Pro-Life Health Plan, you will enjoy the freedom of choosing any doctor, any hospital, anywhere. Enrollment available year-round. Start saving now by going online to iSellHealth.com. That's iSellHealth.com.
Sambuca's Italian Greenhouse, corner of Route 3 and Walnut Street in Galena. Mums, kale, gourds, straw, and pumpkins. Kids love the free haunted house, wild bird headquarters, and of course, the Christmas trees.
Welcome back. We are here at the Fall Spirit Drive for St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, and I am Angela Bonfant, your host this hour, joined in studio by Father Daniel Schwartz.
In the flesh.
In the flesh. And we are here asking for your support. That's right, your support. We need a total of 14 gifts this hour, 6 sustaining memberships. That's 2 that we have received thus far on the sustaining memberships. We have 4 more to go. What is that, you might ask? That's $20 or more per month, and you will receive this beautiful DVD by Father John Ricardo, The Most Holy Rosary. But we appreciate any gift in any amount. Just call right now. Call 614-459-4820. We just finished talking to Chuck about his testimony and listening to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, and he gave us 3 challenges for our listeners, and I think they're beautiful challenges. I just want to recap them. We want you to listen and go a little deeper in your faith, which is so easy to do when you tune in to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. We want you to be involved and support the station, because your graces that you will receive as a result of your gifts are amazing. And share with others that AM820 exists. Just ask them to tune in. Those were fantastic reminders for all of us and what St. Gabriel Radio can do for our listening audience. Now, right now, I have Kim, our angel, here as we have more gifts coming in. Right now, let's hear what we've got.
All right. I think our listeners' football fatigue is wearing off, and they're waking up and getting out of the fog and getting on the phone and online. So Josephine and Eric just gave a gift to the station. They said that they are currently sustaining members and love listening to Answering the Call and Open Line. May God continue to bless St. Gabriel Catholic Radio and its staff and volunteers. And they are parishioners at St. Peter in Columbus.
Thank you. Thank you for your gift. We so appreciate that.
And Diana from St. Edward the Confessor in Granville, we reach all the way out to Granville and beyond, is now a new bronze sustaining member.
All right. Hey, I need a bell. I need a bell.
And Jean, another new sustaining bronze sustaining member, she said that she found the station and she loves it. And she's a parishioner in Cincinnati, so at St. Bernard at Springfield.
Thank you. Right. Thank you for your sustaining membership.
And Kathleen from St. Agatha Parish is giving this new monthly sustaining member, so that's
all
great.
All right.
Sustaining member in honor of Father Schwartz.
That's my home parish.
Yes. And that means you get an extra $50 added to that gift, because for every gift made in honor of a priest, an additional $50 is added on this hour. And you can be a participant in this. You can call right now, 614-459-4820. And as our audience grows, and I saw something just came in here to the studio. Was that another gift?
So it's in addition to being in honor of Father Schwartz, it's also in honor of Father Oakes.
Yeah.
Oakes. Father Oakes. Yes. So there's another additional $50. Thank you very much.
Thank
you very much.
It's kind of like the horse race is a double double. So
okay.
Oh, it's great. If you're a priest and you have a German last name, it's coming in right now. So.
That's right. So we are going to go to a clip. Dr. Tim Gray, and he is going to be talking about the kingship of Jesus from Faith Alive, and we will be back with you in a few minutes.
But the other thing about what Bethke said is he said, Jesus came to abolish religion, and Jesus hates religion. Now, of course, he talks about, briefly in his very witty poem, how Jesus was against the hypocrisy of the scribes and the Pharisees. And no doubt about it, Jesus was. Jesus was against corruption. He talked about the temple being turned into a den of thieves. The problem of turning religion into self-gain and money is not just the problem that Judas had. It was a problem of the chief priests and the temple authorities, no doubt. But Jesus, for as strict and as abhorrent he was against corruption and hypocrisy, didn't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. He wanted to cleanse the temple, not destroy it. He wanted to reform the corruption, not get rid of the church. If Jesus came to abolish religion and the church, he did it in exactly the wrong way. He did. Let me give you three examples, just three examples of Jesus' life. First, how many apostles did Jesus call? 12. You all know that. He called 12. Why 12? The 12 tribes of Israel. In other words, Jesus was reconstituting Israel around himself. In other words, Jesus saw himself as the Messiah, and a Messiah has to have the people of God. It's a kind of funny Messiah who stands alone. See, in other words, as the Messiah of Israel, Jesus saw himself as renewing Israel and the 12 tribes. And he was reconstituting the 12 tribes around the 12 apostles. Second thing he did about religion is he instituted, he told his disciples, and his last commandment to his disciples in the Gospel of Matthew 28 was to go forth to all nations doing what? Baptizing them in his name and making disciples. So Jesus institutes baptism. That's a religious rite to create a religious organization of disciples. As his final last will and testament, his last command before he ascends. So if his whole life work was about getting rid of religion, he totally fumbled on the 1 yard line. Right? He was right there after the resurrection, right before he ascends to heaven. So he blew it there. And then, on the most important day of his life, at the most important event, which was the Last Supper, he tells his disciples, as he takes the bread and the cup, and he tells them to do this in memory of me. Do this in remembrance of me. He tells them to follow the Eucharistic liturgy. In other words, Jesus is giving a structure to the people of God around 12 apostles. And you'll have apostles versus disciples. You'll have a head of the apostles, Peter. And Peter is given what? By Jesus. The keys of the kingdom. That's an authority structure. And notice it's the keys of the kingdom, not the keys of the Cadillac. But the kingdom. In other words, and he calls Peter rock because he says, Peter, you are rock, and on this rock I will. Church. Jesus is about building a church. That is his mission. Now, we know that Jesus has a title. It's Jesus Christ. That wasn't a trick question. Jesus Christ. And Christ in Greek means the Messiah, or literally in Greek, it means anointed one. It's where we get the word chrism, or to christen a ship, or to anoint something. So he is the Christ, the anointed one. And in ancient Israel, the anointed one par excellence, the anointed one that the prophets speak about, like Isaiah in Isaiah 42, is the Messiah, the anointed one, which is the king. Exactly. So Jesus comes to be a king. Now we're getting to the heart of who Jesus is. He's not just a popular teacher. He's not just a good guy. He's a king. He's Jesus the Christ. If Jesus isn't a king, he's not the Christ. And if he's not the Christ, he's not the Savior. You can't comprehend Jesus apart from his kingship.
Welcome back to the St. Gabriel Radio AM 820 Fall Spirit Drive. I'm Angela Bonfant, and I am back in the studio here with Father Swartz. And we are here today asking you, our listeners, to participate and become a part of the support here at St. Gabriel Radio. We need your support. It is the lifeblood of the station. We are asking for 14 gifts this hour. That's right, 14 gifts, 6 sustaining memberships. What is a sustaining membership? That's $20 or more per month. And you will receive the Most Holy Rosary DVD by Father John Ricardo. How do you do this? You just need to call. We have lots of people here waiting to answer the phones. Call 614-459-4820, or you can go online to stgabrielradio.com and you can donate there. We love and appreciate you for all that you give us. It keeps this important programming reaching our larger and larger audience every day. Now, we just listened to a clip from Dr. Tim Gray on the Kingship of Jesus. And Father, I would ask you what I asked myself at the end of this. Explain what kingship means. Like, why is that the primary role here?
Well, it can mean two things, and I think Dr. Gray is intending one of them. Kingship is, one, the art of being a king, because it's one thing to have a hereditary title that's passed down. I remember a very poignant clip from, what's the series about Queen Elizabeth that's been on lately? It's quite good historically.
It's very good.
But there's a moment where she's told when she's inheriting the throne that her personality will be in contrast to being queen, and that the throne must always win. The crown must always win.
Right.
And so this moment where she really has to make a personal choice for her life. But that's kind of, she enters into that identity. That's the art of fulfilling her identity as queen. So kingship or queenship in that regard. But then kingship, what Dr. Gray is intending by this is what goes along with being a king, right? The hereditary title, the property, but more so the authority to do as he does, in order, the ability to rule. And that ability isn't given by personal skill, or it's given by some kind of seizure of force, but rather it's given from one who came before in the same bloodline. So in this way, we see that Jesus stands, because in the incarnation, he's completely human, he's completely God. He stands in the line of David, so the human line that God ordained, but then he also is the Son of God, the second person of the Trinity. So he has the divine royal bloodline, and so we see it coming down from both sides. So the incarnation isn't just man and God coming as Jesus Christ, 100% on both sides, but it's his kingship's coming down from both sides as well.
That's a beautiful way to see that. Thank you for that. Yeah. Call. We are being asked again right now by all our volunteers. We have 10 minutes left this hour, right? They want to answer some phone calls. So call right now. Call 614-459-4820 and become a sustaining member. Give a gift in any amount. Programming costs only $1 a minute. Become a leader. Do a leadership gift, $1,000 or more. And you will be matched. Well, no, I take that back. If we reach our goal of sustaining memberships this hour, we get an extra $500. An extra $500 to the station when you give. We have 14 as our goal. We have received 4. Where is everyone? I want to know. Call. Call right now. Call 614-459-4820. I think we're all just getting up and getting going, don't you think?
I think so.
Yeah.
It's like football fatigue. Waking up.
Football fatigue. And Kim, do you have an update for us?
We are waiting for those phones to ring.
We need you.
And you can safely, once again, you can safely pull over, or if you're at home, just, you know, getting that coffee ready. You can get online and make a donation at www.stgabrielradio.com. It's quick and easy. Point, click, and there we go. And become a sustaining member. It's very easy. I love it because my membership comes right out every month and it's done.
It's
and
done.
It's easy, and it's going for a great cause. And like Father said, it just, you know, it's just multiplying, you know, it just multiplies the ears that people, you know, that hear this and who we reach and who they reach. Just that multiplication is if you think about it, it's just amazing. So
right.
Also pick up the phone and call us at 614-459 4820.
That's right. And, you know, I'd like to mention at this time that St. Gabriel Radio is expanding its audience. We are in the process of buying a station in Portsmouth, Ohio. That's right, Portsmouth,
Seriously?
Ohio.
I didn't know that. That's awesome.
Isn't that awesome? 88.3 FM. They're waiting for the FCC approval at this point in time, but that is only possible because of our listening audience, because we are 100% funded.
That is so cool.
By our listening audience. And it's all out of the generosity of the hearts of the folks who listen here at St. Gabriel Radio. That's right. And I heard our phones ringing. So thank you. It's 614-459-4820. It's such an exciting time. Please become part of our audience here who participates in the support of St. Gabriel Radio. We appreciate all that you give. And now we're going to be reaching souls in Southern Ohio.
Today, Portsmouth, tomorrow's the world.
That's right.
I don't know whenever I feel like I need to do like a domination voice. It just comes out German. So I apologize to anyone of German ancestry.
Well, and you know, it's really funny because we have this little joke right here.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right.
A little extra entertainment for our listening audience.
Well, I will say this. Go ahead and call and see if you can make us say, no, you've given too much. See if you can make them say that. I guarantee you it'll be a difficult challenge for you. But I have a joke here, not of my own authorship, but what's been handed to me. So
He's
caveat laid down. Why didn't they play cards on the ark? Because Noah was standing on the deck. It's so corny. It's funny. So there's dad jokes and then there's father jokes.
That's right. So.
I did hear That's a comedian. Oh, who was it? I forget. This is not of my, not of original content, but it talks about Jesus walking to a restaurant. Like, well, can you get us a table for 24? And he goes, but you're only with 12 people. And like, well, we only want to sit on one side.
That's a good one, too.
I forget the comedian who did that, though, but that wasn't mine.
That's all right. We'll take it. We'll take it here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. We have a goal of 14 gifts this hour, and we have 8 minutes left. That's right. 8 minutes left. Call 614-459-4820. What else would you like to say about this clip, Father?
Well, to kind of add on that idea of kingship. That the kingship was very much unexpected by Israel, because notice what the Pharisees and Sadducees, how they solidify or at least attempt to solidify their position. They always ask Jesus, on what authority do you say this or do you do this? Because in order for one to pronounce such things, there needs to be authority there, spiritual and temporal. But Jesus can do that as king, because they were used to, well, if you know history, he wasn't the only Messiah to claim to be the Messiah. He had a lot of false messiahs around that time, a lot of them put to death by the Romans. And since they couldn't claim a kingship, being in the kingly line, what did they result to? Force, military force, which is why a lot of the apostles anticipate, and a lot of the people anticipate, oh, this is going to be a temporal ruler. This is going to be a military ruler, because no one yet had come about that stood in that kingly line to be able to do what he does. So that's what he means by, in order to be the true Messiah, he needs to be king.
And so it's a loving kingship.
Oh yeah, it's a tough love, but
it's
love.
A tough love, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, we are hearing applause because our angel Kim just came into the studio and has something to tell us about.
Yes, I do. Just got a call from Father Lutz down at St. Mary's.
Hey, Father.
And he's giving this in honor of Father Schwartz, and he wants to thank you for your service to the church and to the military, and wants you to know that he's praying for you right now. And
thank you,
he's
brother.
Giving a one-time a gift right now. And once again, you know, Father Lutz, a lot of people know him. He's been in the diocese for a long time, and it's definitely praying for you, and I'm sure he's praying for the church, and you know, he just does such great work down there at St. Mary.
He does. Thank you, Father Lutz. That is wonderful.
Thank you.
You just got an extra $50 added to that gift that you made in honor of Father Dan here.
Yeah, oremus pro invicem. He'll understand that.
I know. And so what are we looking at this hour, right? We need 14 total gifts, 6 sustaining memberships, or an increase in sustaining memberships, and we need you. We need you right now. We need you to call 614-459-4820. That's right, 614-459-4820. And we want to thank you. We want to thank our angel for this hour, for your help very much, Kim.
Thank you, Kim.
Yes, and thank you, Father, for being here with us. And call right now, because all types are giving of giving are welcome. And oh, I hear the phone ringing. That's somebody's getting on there before the hour ends. I love it. Keep it coming. 614-459-4820. Would you lead us in our closing prayer for this hour?
Happily, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Lord, we give you thanks to dwell on your word, to think of your presence among us, not only in Scripture, but revelation coming through Scripture that you are Father, that you are here as our King and our Lord, that you reveal yourself in truth, power, but most of all, in your love. We ask you to continue to pour your grace upon us, that we may choose you in our day, in and out of every moment. We ask this as in all things through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
So thank you for listening this hour. Don't hesitate to call 614-459-4820 to become a sustaining member here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. We are going to a clip of Bishop Campbell on John chapter 6, and it's from the program From the Chair.
Throughout this discourse, throughout the chapter 6, as Jesus spoke, we are told that there was a murmuring in the crowd, and then some open opposition. Not only questions like, how can this be, but questioning that was really a rejection of what some in the crowd were hearing. And it is remarkable that as the murmuring continued and grew louder, our Lord became more insistent upon the meaning of his words, upon feasting on that bread of life. And it came to a point where some in the crowd said, how can we endure these hard words of the Lord? And they turned from him. And we are even told in a small detail that some of those who left had actually been accounted disciples. And when this occurred, Jesus said to his apostles, are you too going to leave? And Peter, having spoken for all of the apostles, responded, Lord, to whom should we go? You have the words of everlasting life. It is interesting to note that Peter does not say, well, Lord, we understand perfectly what you are telling us, and it makes sense to us. But rather, Peter, even probably lacking a real understanding or a desired clarity, still realizes that there is no other voice that really can call men and women to this eternal life. And that even in difficulty of understanding, we still have to attend to the words of Jesus, for he is, in a sense, the conduit of the truth of God and our future happiness and well-being. And understanding this response of Peter, given in a marvelous faith, we look back to the very beginning of chapter 6 of John and realize that our Lord spoke of himself as the bread of life after two very interesting events. The first was the feeding of the 5,000, at the end of which the crowd rushed at Jesus hoping to make him king. They believed that he was the Messiah that they had often dreamed about, the one who would throw off the rule of Rome, would reestablish the independence of Israel. And Jesus, realizing that they had misinterpreted this great feast, ran from their presence up into the mountain. And the next time that the disciples saw Jesus was when they were in a boat on the sea, and caught in a storm. And they looked up and they saw Jesus coming toward them, walking on the water. And Jesus approached them, and he said simply to them, "It is I. Do not be afraid."
Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you." Heavenly Father, bless St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 and send your Holy Spirit to guide and protect us during our Spirit Drive fundraiser this week. Bless the priests, volunteers, and lay leaders who will be giving of themselves in support of radio evangelization. May the listener support of AM 820 be enthusiastic. Father, send forth your Holy Spirit.